weeks ago, Craig spoke about the value to us of practicing our teaching often during the day. Now, sheltered at home, we may think, this is a good opportunity to take this idea to heart and actually try it. So, what is an example of doing this, and why should we even bother trying it? At our Wednesday evening refresher call, which is open to everybody, conference call, we looked at Noah. The pages and pages in Genesis about Noah and the flood. Other ancient cultures also have a flood story, but Noah's is very special because it is spiritual, and thus it is about us today. God told Noah to build an ark according to very specific, detailed plans. And we can remember that this Jewish people lived in an arid country with desert spaces and only a small chance of rain occasionally. Probably never a flood, and certainly not big enough one to cover the world. Noah's friends and neighbors ridiculed him. But Noah loved God and followed God's orders. God said, build it out of gopher wood. And I didn't know what that was, so I Googled it. And this, it says it's a species of tree that grows only in Blountsville, Florida. I looked that up, and that's 45 miles from Tallahassee. It says it's probably close to pine or cedar or cypress. God even told Noah to build only one window and put it in the roof. The ark was loaded according to God's instructions. The rains came, the world was flooded, and Noah's ark floated above the waters. You'll notice that this kept Noah from making a daily check on how the water was rising. Noah was detached from the world and everything in it, floating above the world's troubles. Metaphysically, that word ark always refers to our minds, to the content of our thoughts and feelings. Noah filled his days in God's company, getting to feel more and more an actual relationship with God. And the peace and the joy this brings, as it is an eternal spring, not dependent on the outer world. This inner personal well-being is not a question of, I'm all right, I'm taken care of, the rest of you may be suffering. When one person is aware of his or her eternal connection with God, this radiance expands, travels. Others are receptive, are lifted too. It's an invisible uplift. As God's Spirit lifts our ark mind on top of the floodwaters, our minds, our thoughts and feelings rest, are comforted when our only view is from the window in the roof. It's God, unchanging good, no matter what the flood is doing. And this lifted understanding brings us to today's lesson. 2,500 years after Noah, just like the inspired writer of Noah's story, Jesus told stories to his followers, his students, the disciples, and others who had gathered around to listen. They were drawn to Jesus because he talked about God in a way that touched them. In one sentence, Jesus told an entire parable that Craig read this morning. And it was about a woman and the leaven, which is yeast, in the bread. We know about parables. Yes, there is a story that is familiar to all of us. And yet, it's a two-part story. There's the story, the surface, and there's so much more. Because thinking about that story actually opens a door in our consciousness, in our minds, to a connection with an understanding that is from God. It is for the path that leads us out of trouble into the life given to us, no matter where we are, of peace and harmony and love and help. How can this be so when we are living in the middle of a pandemic? We can't pretend this is not happening. And Jesus never asked his followers to do so. Instead, like Noah in the ark, who could not see the daily details of the flood movement, Jesus did not confront or resist blindness or paralysis. There were facts out in the world. Jesus kept his attention and interest on a realm that is ongoing and simultaneous and filled with the power the outer world knows nothing about and dismisses. We have looked at the world's power and then this inner invisible power through the example of David and Goliath. Some of you have said, oh, that's so familiar. It's choose something else. But this story is such a perfect example of all that the world can throw at you. A 9-foot giant, protected with everything the world could offer in latest equipment. It's a very interesting read in 2 Chronicles. Goliath was the world's power. And yet, it was nothing compared to a shepherd boy too young to be in the army, armed with spiritual power. It wasn't David, the shepherd, that fought Goliath. It was David, imbued with and filled with a trust that he was in God's care, whatever that meant. He was connected and protected, and he became an open channel for God to express the power of this invisible, ever-present realm in each of us. He was in Goliath. Goliath didn't care. He trusted his own interpretation, his own strength, not knowing that God's strength is all there is. So today, now, how do we develop the same trust and faith that God actually is here, active in us, filled with unchanging love? One answer is this one sentence parable that Craig read. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Dr. Seale says in Learn to Live that we plant our thoughts, positive or negative, into our minds. He says thoughts are seeds, and the soil is our mind. When we spend time thinking about these ideas, they grow up, and they produce more seeds, more ideas, more similar positive or negative ideas. Goliaths were fixed on getting the latest made custom protective gear. David spent his days tending sheep and fighting off predators with rocks using his slingshot, and being aware of what he knew about God. And then there comes a time when these ideas have multiplied, and it's time for them, just like seeds, to burst out of the earth, to burst out of the realm of mind, and to become action. If your idea is thinking that you want guidance about how to be close to God, especially during this time, and then after, so nurture it. Spend time with it. Think about it. And this brings warmth and feeling to the idea, which then unlocks it. And the direction and the guidance comes from many unexpected ways. The word enthusiasm is from Greek, meaning God within. And so our message today, just like the heat of the sun warms that seed, lets it become a small plant with roots that then thrust into the earth, through the earth, and matures, It is enthusiasm, fused with your idea, that takes it to the next level. Because you are not doing the work. You don't know what the next level is. The parable, when you think about it, the woman puts the yeast into the bread. The yeast takes over and expands the flour, taking it to the next level of usefulness. The yeast is our idea, infused with enthusiasm and attention. If you want peace of mind and direction from God that saves you, like it did Noah, from endless contemplation of what the flood is doing, then choose an idea. It could be as simple as, I'm always in God's care. And think about it in many ways and with enthusiasm. The wisdom that is in truth will pass from the invisible realm into clear guidance and direction that is uniquely for you. In summary, God is spirit, and spirit is healing. Spirit is feeling. Dr. Seale says this spiritual power has no opposite, so it accomplishes what God directed it to do. Things can seem very bad. In New Rochelle, the first family, or one of the first to test positive for this virus, they were quarantined. They were interviewed and they said they felt punished. They felt that it was not fair. And only a few days later, they realized it was the best thing that could have happened to them. And they were so grateful. It was the same circumstance. It was a different perspective. Ours can too. Our perspective can look through that one window in the roof and trust. Let us pray. Loving presence, the only power, we ask your help in realizing our oneness with you right now and forever. Thank you. And so it is. Amen.